GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Follow-up to our discussions last week and the ruling from Maine's Ethics Commission that House Speaker Sarah Gideon, Democrat for U.S. Senate, or seeking the nomination to challenge incumbent Republican Senator Susan Collins for that seat in Washington, did violate state election laws in the way that she took money from a PAC, gave it to a or donated money or gave money to two campaigns, then reimbursed herself through a PAC. In our discussions with Jason Savage, he said that Sarah Gideon still faces charges on a federal level, trying to get to the bottom of all of it. And an opportunity came to speak with Kendra Arnold from the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust. Kendra's on line three to talk with us this morning for some Q&A here on GHRT. George, if you want to welcome Kendra to the phone.
Yeah, awful nice to talk to you, Kendra. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's complicated. Election law is complicated, or the finance law is complicated. You just heard the introduction and the attempt to explain all of this. How close are we?
You're actually really close. This one is more simple than most. So you are right. Election law is complicated. There are so many rules and different types of organizations that can be involved in politics. But the number one rule is that we have a system of disclosure. And so basically any time a candidate or one of these political entities takes a contribution, they have to disclose it. And the rule is that you can only give contributions from your own money. So you can't give a contribution and then get reimbursed from someone else. We call those straw donations. And that's exactly what happened in this case. And it's one of the most basic and straightforward rules there is.
The ethics watchdog here in Maine, and I believe a 3-0 vote, not everybody was there, found that the House Speaker's use of partially corporate funded committee to reimburse herself for political donations violated state law, as Rick indicated, fined $500. It seems to end it here in Maine. My understanding is that voluntarily she paid, I'm going to pull this all out of the air, I'm not sure I'm accurate, $3,200 to the feds in voluntarily saying we made a mistake and we're going to pay you. Did that happen too?
What I've seen reported was she had made the contributions, especially so on the, there's two different types of political entities. There's the ones that are regulated by the state and the ones that are regulated by the federal government. And so we're talking about the ones that are regulated by the federal government because she had reportedly, after she had made these donations, sent a check off to the, I think it said the U.S. Treasury. The articles I read said she sent a check to the U.S. Treasury in that amount. But that really doesn't solve any of the issues.
What issues need to be solved?
Well, first of all, there's the fact that she did actually make the straw donations. She took money from an entity that could not make donations. So one of the reasons why is because those entities take money from corporations. And for example, with the Maine Democratic Party, they can't accept money from corporations. So that is one, that's the first issue, is that she actually made those donations. But the second one is that the entities that took the donations, so the candidate and the party that took those donations, still took money and still have contributions from her that they should not.
The complaints that we've been hearing about now, here in Maine, I guess it was former Senator Ed Youngblood who filed a complaint. The complaint, which was sent off to the Maine Ethics Commission, was one thing, and they have acted. The other is to the Federal Elections Commission, alleging that the contributions violate state and federal law. When are we apt to see the Federal Elections Commission make a determination?
That's actually a very good question, because right now the Federal Election Commission does not have a quorum, so they cannot, the commissioners cannot actually vote on issues. But, and not only that, but they never have a time limit when you can expect a decision. It basically is like any sort of court case. You file it, and it takes as long as it takes to make its way through. Some of the more complex cases take a long time because they actually have to investigate, and there's a lot of money and different issues, facts that they have to discover. Some cases are pretty quick because it's really straightforward. I believe this is a quick case because there's no doubt, essentially in the media, she has said that, you know, a mistake was made. She sent out the money. And so these federal entities will need to refund this money. Now, the punishment for not doing it as they were required, that's another issue. But it can take anywhere from 6 months to a year to 5 years before cases before the Federal Election Commission get resolved.
Kendra, you keep an eye. We're talking with Kendra Arnold from the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust as we dig into the meat of the matter here. The federal election, I guess I'm going to use my word, charges that Sarah Gideon, House Speaker, still might face, because while the state matter has been addressed, there are still some federal laws that were broken that need to be addressed. One listener asks, those people to whom Sarah Gideon made the donation, did they face any charges in this, or is this solely a mistake that was made by Sarah Gideon's PAC?
They also face charges, and that is one of the things that we are pursuing, is that the entities that took the money, they are required to refund that money. And so, of course, if you take money and you have no idea that it's an illegal contribution, then, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But once you find out it is an illegal contribution, which there is no doubt in this case, the entities that took the money, so the main Democratic Party, the candidate that took this money from her, they learned that it was an illegal contribution at some point. Primarily, I mean, one of our arguments is primarily because it was reported in national media that they did so. And so we assume that they were aware of those reports, but if not, you know, they have ties to Sarah Gideon too. And so we believe that they would have become aware of it. So once you know that you took an illegal contribution under the law, you are required to get rid of that money within 30 days. You can refund it, you can give it to charity, but you have to get rid of that money. You cannot benefit from an illegal contribution. And so they are, since they have not refunded the money, and or does not appear that they refunded any money within 30 days, then they're also before the Federal Election Commission.
Okay, let me clarify. I just want a clarification. Mm-hmm. The appearance right now is that they have not refunded the money. But maybe they have, but we're not positive on that. But it's not yet clear whether or not they have refunded that money. Are they required to do so on the federal level or the state level?
They are required to do so on the federal level.
And because the group hasn't gotten together to adjudicate this, they're not sure whether or not they have to write the check?
Well, what happens is each of these groups, so for example, I'll use the main Democratic Party. They took the contribution, the illegal contribution. And once they learned about it, after that, they file reports with the Federal Election Commission to say what they're doing. Every dollar that comes in and every dollar that goes out is on these reports. On the reports that came afterwards, we did not see them get rid of this contribution. So we are pretty sure that within 30 days of finding out, within 30 days of the national news that they had accepted a contribution, it doesn't appear like they had gotten rid of it. But, and it is possible that they could have now and just not reported it. Yes.
Okay.
But we want the Federal Election Commission to look and see if they did so at all, look and see if they did so within 30 days of finding out. And if they haven't done so, make them do it. But it is just on the federal side that is required.
Okay. Well, I don't think there's any doubt. Everybody knows this is a very high-profile race that we're going to be facing here in Maine. Federal law bars corporations from donating to candidates and party committees, but Maine law allows them. It is kind of a minefield, is it not?
Do you say corporations?
So
yes.
Okay, corporations.
Yes, and here's the thing is each state has different laws. And so it is kind of crazy because state candidates and state PACs and you know, different organizations, they can accept corporate dollars under the state laws. And so that is completely different. But I will say that only applies to, for example, you know, the Maine House, the Maine Senate, the Maine governor, just the state candidates can do that. Once you're running for federal office, you have a whole new set of rules, and that does not allow corporations to donate to candidates. It's just a very simple, no, you can't, and that's a straightforward rule. So there's also a whole bunch of other rules, though, for PACs and different kind of entities that are involved in politics than for our federal candidates.
Kendra Arnold of the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, odds are you, with an ear to this, you're going to find out before we will whether or not this matter might come before the decision makers and what decision might be made. Would you let us know when that happens so we can let our listeners know, Kendra?
Absolutely.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.